So tonight's shiur is about Meleches Kosef, which is a very, very fun geshmaka topic, and there are different parts to the analysis. We'll just do one part of the analysis for tonight, and that is what exactly is the precise activity that violates Meleches Ksiva. So the Achroinim and the Poiskim raise a shaila about this Nikuda, and it's going to come out as follows. The Kuvas Harama in Siman Kuf Yutes, and the Levush in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Mem Tzif Dalet, and the Taz all bring up the following case that's going to spark this definition. The Rama, it's the Chalas Chuvas Rama, and the Levush and the Taz, but the Levush is really the proponent of this Shita, and we're going to see how the Rama and Taz respond to the Levush's Psak. The Levush brings down a case, as we many of us know. Sometimes people like to write letters on the sides of a book or a sefer, such as over here on the binding, on the open side of the binding of a sefer, where the pages are. Like libraries, exactly, like library stamps, or some people, some bachrim, like to write their name in big letters. And the question becomes, are you allowed to open and close that book on Shabbos? Why would you be allowed to or not allowed to? So every time you open the book, you are breaking up those letters, which technically may be a violation of mochik. And every time you close that book, you are combining and arranging those letters, which may involve kosev. So the question becomes, is that permissible on Shabbos or not? So it comes along the Levush, in Or HaChaim, Siman Shin Mem Tzif Dalet, and he says that this is usser. It is usser to open and close a book with letters on the side. And he's karuv to say that it's even asr de'oraisa and chiyuv chatas. No playing games. The Levush is machmir mid'oraisa, that a person is not allowed to open and close these books. The Magen Avraham in Shimon Shin Mem Siv Katan Vav also says he's nearer lahachmir like the Levush. That's the Shitas HaLevush, and that sparks great, great controversy amongst the Poskim, because the Ramah and the Taz go on to argue on the Levush. The Rama and Taz. And they bring up the following Chakira about Kosev, which sheds light on what the Levush is holding and what they are arguing on. So the Rama and Taz bring down two possibilities for how to understand the precise Maisa Malacha of Kosev. One possibility, I think all of us can intuit, is that the activity that violates Menachas Kosev is specifically the formation and the creation of a Ksav of two letters. When a person writes two letters, he is forming and creating those two letters. He is creating them from scratch. On the other hand, a second possibility can be given, that perhaps really the underlying definition of kosev is the arrangement and reconfiguration of letters, or what they refer to as sidur haosios, being mesader osios. Where the point would be, when a person actually writes letters, he's not viewed as creating those letters, but rather he's just arranging different parts of a letter by writing it down together. So is the underlying definition of kosev simply the forming and creation of letters? Or can it be understood as the arranging and reconfiguration of different parts of a letter, being mesader de osios? So the Rama and Taz say that this Levush, who's being machmir on opening and closing a book, is lechora working with this possibility of sidur haosios, because the person is not creating those letters, he's not forming them from scratch, but rather he's being misader. He's just arranging the letters in such a way to put them together so that they form a letter. He's just arranging and being misader the osios. So says the Rama and Taz, this is the Chakira, and they reject the Levush. They say, the Levush, we are not working with your understanding that Kosev means to arrange letters, and therefore it'll be Chayiv Chatas when you open and close this book. But rather, we hold that you have to form and create the letters. And so when you open and close the book, you're not forming and closing the letters. So the Rama and Taz are Mekel. Now, although the Rama and Taz say this shot for the Levush, it's unclear exactly what the Levush holds. There's two possibilities that are mentioned in the Levush. One possibility that's mentioned in the Levush is the Maimer Mordechai, and he says that the Levush is not going so far to say that any time you arrange two letters together, that's called kosev. Rather, the Maamar Mordechai says that the Lavush was specifically speaking about a case of partial letters. Whenever you have a book and you're writing letters on throughout the pages, what happens when you open and break the open and close the book is not the reconfiguration and the arrangement of already pre-made full-fledged letters, but rather they're all broken up. Each part, the leg of the Aleph is here, the top of the Aleph is there, the bottom of the Beis is here, the top of the Beis is there. They're not full-fledged letters when you open the book, right? Because every single page in a book is very, very thin. So you're not going to have a Beis on one side and an Aleph on the other side. Rather, they're partial letters. So the Maamar Mordechai says that the Lavush really in principle agrees to the Taz and Ramah that the underlying definition of Kosev is to form and create letters. But he's just being mechadish that when you have partial letters and you arrange them back and forth, that's also called forming the letter because they were partial beforehand. And now you're putting them together, although you're not writing them, but Lamaisa, you're putting them together. That's forming and creating the letter. This is as opposed to if you have two distinguished letters, two independent letters, an Aleph and a Beis, like a Scrabble board, and you put the Aleph and Beis together, that the Lavush was not going to go so far to say that you're Chayiv. He only wanted to say that you're Chayiv when you actually put together partial letters. That's one possibility in the Lavush. So it comes out, according to this explanation, that everyone agrees that when you have two independent letters, like an Aleph and a Beis on a Scrabble board, and you put them together just next to each other, you're not going to be chayiv for kosev. The machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz and versus the Lavush is whether when you put partial letters together, like in the case of the book, are you going to be chayiv for kosev? The Ramah and Taz say no, because you're lemaisa, you're not writing the letters, you're not creating and forming the letters. Creating and forming means to write the letters. Whereas the Lavush is saying no, even when you arrange the letters together and they're partial, you'll be chayiv because that's called creating letters as well. Yes. Ooh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a second. Oh. Excellent. Let's talk. So, well, according to this possibility, though, Yehuda, that's only if the letters are partial letters on your sweatshirt. If it's an A over here and an F over here, which is means you have a very expensive sweatshirt, an A and an F, then that's two separate letters. Fine. But if it's, you're right, if the zipper's going right through the A, then that would be a problem according to the Lavush. Now there's a you're right. On Shabbos it would have to be two letters, but there is also an issue of Chati Shir. That may also be an issue, but okay. Well, yes, midoraisa chayv chatas is two letters. Fine. However, there's one more possibility in the Lavush, which the Har Tzvi of Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Sachs's great grandfather, mentions. And he's not saying this in the Lavush per se, but he brings a raya from the Maisa HaRokeach, who's a Rishon, that he may hold this way. Maisa Rokeach brings up an issue, which is actually a fascinating issue. The Maisa Rokeach, let me just pull it up, is in Parshas Matos. He brings a Nachas Bin Yamin, a Mitzvah Kuf Aleph. So the Maisa Rokeach actually raises the issue. Yeah. So he raises an issue about whether or not a person is allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos. We know back in the day, the Choshen had the koach of being an Urim V'Tumim. If Klal Yisrael needed a question answered, they would ask the Urim V'Tumim. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel Amabez between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish concerning exactly how the Urim V'Tumim displayed the answer to the question that is posed. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the letters of the Shvatim, right? Each Choshen has the letters of the Shvatim on it, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that what would happen is that when the person, I guess the Kohen, asked the Urim V'Tumim the question, the letters of each Shevet would bolt out, it would protrude out, it wouldn't go anywhere, it would just protrude out, and the Kohen on his own, the Kohen Gadol, would just combine the letters and come up with the answer. He would scramble the letters in his head and say, "Oh, if I see a lamed here and a end a chaf over here, that means that the Ur Metumim is telling me to go leich, to go somewhere." L'mashal. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan holds Ur Metumim took place. But Reish Lakish doesn't say that way. Reish Lakish says that's not what happened. The Ur Metumim, the way they displayed the question was that magically, pines, the letters would come out of the Shevet's name, and it would arrange themselves into a word that the Kohen Gadol can now read. So says the Ma'aser Rokeach, it should come out that according to Reish Lakish, there would be a problem of kosev on Shabbos. The fear of Yochanan, there's no kosev. All you're doing is protruding the letters out. But according to Reish Lakish, that the letters are rearranging themselves into a word. So when the Kohen Gadol does it on Shabbos, he is basically arranging a word out of letters. So says the Ma'aser Rokeach, that would be Asur on Shabbos. So says the Har Tzvi, you see from the Ma'aser Rokeach something amazing, that arranging and being Mesader Osios is Kosev, like we said. But more than that, not only when it's partial letters, like the case of the Sefer, but even when it's two pre-made letters, like an Aleph and a Beis, and you're putting them together. That's also called Kosev on Shabbos, even though they're not partial letters. Just merely placing together an Aleph and a Beis together is also Kosev. So that's another possibility in the Levush, which technically is being brought down by the Ma'aser Rokeach. So it comes out that the Ramah and Taz is saying that Kosev is what we always understood. Kosev means to write the letters, to create and form the letters through writing. The Levush is holding, Lefi the Maimon Mordechai, that it means to, that even, it also means to create and form, but when you arrange partial letters, that's also called creating and forming, because you're arranging partial letters. And there's a third possibility now, the Ma'aser Rokeach, that even arranging pre-made letters independently together is considered kosev. Three different opinions. We do not work with the last possibility. We don't work with that possibility, but I want to now show you three applications of this machlokes, how it comes out in halacha. Yeah, so I guess you're right. That's a good point. I guess the Ma'aser Rokeach is assuming that that's not a chisaron in the Ma'aser Ksiva. The fact that the Kohen Gadol is causing those letters to appear, even though he's not writing them, but his what? Right. Apparently, it's not called a grumma. Apparently, you're right. It's a good, very good point. But apparently, the fact that his koach, that his kol, is arranging the letters themselves is causing it to, is called kosev. One second, please. Mindy, can you please keep it down? Mindy? Please keep it down. I'm in the middle of shear. So that's a good, very good point. Okay. I hear the point loud and clear. That's something I think Rav Avadia brings down in his tshuvas, whether that's called a grama, not called a grama. It's a good point. Very good point. Okay. So there are three applications of this halacha. Hopefully we'll be able to get through some of them. The first application is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Yoredeya Chelik Sheni, Simon Einhei, and the Shemir Shabbos Gehilchasa also brings this up, raises the issue of not so much a book with letters on its binding, but what about a book, let's say a siddur, that sometimes, you know, we find many times it's a durim rip in between on the page, and the page is ripped in between. The page is still intact. It's just that there's a rip going through the middle. And you want to now, on Shabbos, realign the page a little bit so that you can read the letters and the words on the page. So the Igros Moshe says as follows. If the letters on either side of the broken page are recognizable, even without being realigned, in other words, the tear did not go through any letters. It's just, or even if it did go through the letters, but you can still make out that it's an aleph on this side and the beis on that side. So says Rav Moshe, everyone's going to agree that realigning those letters is totally mutter on Shabbos. There'd be no kosev. And why would that be? Because if either Ramah and Taz, we know Pashat, you have to actually write the letters. Arranging is nothing. Lefila Lavush, Lefila Maimon Mordechai, Lavush was only saying partial letters is a problem to realign. It's only the Fida Maisa Rokeach that this would be an issue, but we're not working with that lehalacha. The Maisa Rokeach was a chiddush that even putting together pre-made letters is a problem, but we're not working with that lehalacha. So we're just going to focus on the Ramah and the Lavush. The Fida Ramah, you're not writing. And the Fida Lavush, you are realigning, that's true, but you have to realign partial pre-made letters. But if they are pre-made independently, like this case, Aleph and Beis, recognizable, that would not be an issue. However, says Rav Moshe, more accurately is the Orcha Shabbos and Chelek Aleph at the end. He says that if each letter on each broken page is not recognizable, and you have to align them, so this taka would be the Nafkamina, Lefi the Ramah, and versus the Lavush, no different in the case of the book. Just like in the book, the Ramah says that if you open and close, there's no issue, even though there are partial letters coming together and making words, making letters. Here too, realigning unrecognizable letters to make them recognizable is not called kosiv, because all you're doing is arranging, you're not writing. However, the Fila Lavush, who held that when you arrange partial letters together, like in this case, where it's not recognizable and you're now making it recognizable, now you can see an aleph, you're making an aleph, that's called creating and forming a letter. So Lavush would aser this case. Rav Moshe happens to conclude that even the Ramah would aser, but it's a little bit of a tzarach in the Orcha Shabbos doesn't understand why he says that, but that, I'm just quoting you the Orcha Shabbos' way of understanding this nafkamina. Rav Moshe says the first part, the Orcha Shabbos says the last part. Now, how do we paskin in this application? The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Chav Chesif Gimel paskins that it's mutter to align these pages together, even if they are unrecognizable. In other words, he's paskin like the Ramah. But he does say, L'chatchila, if you have another copy of the same sefer, you shouldn't realign them. Use a different sefer. And this goes well, and this is consistent with the fact that Shmir Shabbos in general does rely on the Ramah in terms of opening and closing a book. But again, he says that if you have another sefer available, a person should be machmir and be machmir for the Lavush. So the Shmir Shabbos, in a nutshell, is being machmir for the Lavush, both by a book and by realigning the page. But b'diavad, if you don't have another sefer, if you have no other options, and this is the only sefer you have, he's willing to rely on the Ramah, the Taz, that you're allowed to close and open a library book, and you're allowed to realign a sitter that became unrecognizable, and by realigning them, you're making it recognizable. Yes. He doesn't say that. Right. It doesn't sound like that. He's saying he doesn't go that far to say. Right. I guess, you know, you have to be Meshayer. If you can do it by heart, then Matov Manayim. But if you're going to be guessing and you may mess up the words, the Shmir Shabbos is totally fine. You being made like the Ramah. He's only saying Lechatchila. If all things are equal, you can go get another sefer. But if you don't have that option and you're just going to say it by heart and mess up a little bit, then that's not Lechatchila anymore. You're allowed to rely on the Ramah. Right. Okay. Right. But even a sinner, he's totally fine relying on the Ramah. He's just saying, if you have, the only way he phrased it is that if you have another sefer available to you. So the Shmoneh Esrei case, you don't have that sefer available to you. You're stuck. So you'd be allowed to rely on it. Let's do one more application so that we can, before 9:30. Right. The second application is Yehuda's application. The Igros Moshe or Chaim Chilek Dalitz and Mem Oschav Beis was asked a question about opening and closing a paroches on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. We will pick up the next application Be'ezras Hashem on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, and we'll continue with Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. Let me just bring in the rest of the Chevah.